Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All Def's Squadcast sponsors include Universal Pictures' Candyman. Filmmaker Nia DaCosta directs a terrifying fresh take on the blood-chilling urban legend Candyman. Candyman is produced by Oscar winner Jordan Peele. The legend of Candyman is, if you say his name 5 times in the mirror, he appears in the reflection and kills you. As Chicago's Cabrini-Green neighborhood deals with being gentrified beyond recognition, visual artist Anthony McCoy, played by Yahya Abdul-Mateen, unknowingly opens a door to a complex past exposing the horrific true story of Candyman. A terrifying wave of violence is unleashed as Anthony's own sanity unravels, putting him on a collision course with destiny. Candyman stars Yahya Abdul-Mateen, Tiana Paris, Nathan Stewart Jarrett, and Coleman Domingo. On August 27th, I dare you to say it. Candyman, 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 Candyman. In theaters, August 27th.
What up, y'all? We back. Another episode of Squadcast Versus. We got Pat here. Meg is here somewhere. Kev will be here shortly. We got a special guest, Jasmine W., in the building. You know what I'm saying? That was very, like, clean piece of, okay. See,
she perfected those too. I've seen both of those before, and it's very, like, it's crisp and textbook.
That's her go-to. That right there. They're like, Jasmine, you're so professional. She's like,
I get a little crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, that's as crazy as I get, I guess.
Right. Okay, though. Just a little crazy. Just very little crazy. How was your weekend, Pat?
It was cool. I broke down on the freeway. My car stopped.
The new joint?
It did. It's funny because, like, my last car, like, you ever been, like, on E and you're like, I'm fine because, like, it has, like, a little emergency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, my last car, it went to E and then it went a little bit past E. You know, it had, like, a cool, like, when you were out, you weren't out. You were like, you had like a cool 30, you know, maybe 25. No, maybe like 12, 15. But this one was like, it hit me with the alert. Like, hey, you might want to, you know, mind your mileage real quick because we out. And I was like, cool. And I was in downtown. And by the time I was in North Hollywood, it was like, nah, this is happening. And I was like, okay, cool. Let me just pull off and find a gas station. It said, nope. Blah, 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 blah. And I was just on the freeway exit. Just like.
Hey Siri, how many gas stations are between downtown and North Hollywood?
Okay. At least 15.
I thought we're out meant like, okay, cool. Let me pull off and go to a gas station real quick. I didn't know it was like we're out. Oh, look who decided to drive into here, into this Zoom.
Shut up. I'm here. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Okay.
And the butt cheeks. And the audio's butt cheeks. Can't do nothing with me.
We lost your visual, Meg. Okay, there we go.
See? You should have never said I moved into a...
Turn it sideways, Meg. See if you can turn it sideways. There you go. That's better.
Ever since you started saying...
One of them names, y'all.
Internet now. Your internet's been bad. See, that's what you get for saying that.
Where are you at right now, Megan?
In my car outside. I got to go get my son in a little bit, but well, you see that empty baby seat?
You outside of school?
You said what?
You outside of school? Nursery?
Yeah.
Daycare? Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. One of those things.
Gotcha.
She's on the job. Looks like she's stalking somebody.
Hey, dude, she outside on somebody's job waiting to pop up on her.
Oh, right.
So this your little work wife.
Nah. I'm at this school is right here. I gotta go get him, so that's why I'm in the in the vehicle today.
Mm-hmm. You had Marla's job about to pop up on him. Like, oh, did you give your work wife a wedding?
You know he works from home. We both work from home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why are you trying to be funny? Why are you trying to be funny over here, Tahir?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Tahir, my hairdresser said, he said you are really cute.
Thank you.
You know Tahir married.
Thank you.
He was like, oh, he was like, what a thick one is cute. I was like, he is, ain't he?
This is how I feel like it would sound if Meg was in jail. And she was
okay.
Like,
okay. Oh, y'all still let her be on the show.
Is it really bad? Is it still bad?
It sounds like you're on the inside, yeah.
Is it coming through your car?
Pull up. I'm about to go. Yes, I'm about to go to Starbucks over here, y'all.
Hey, did that person wave back who you waved at?
Man. He was like, fuck are you?
That's what happened in my head.
Meg, I've talked to family members in Nigeria with better reception than you got right now.
Hey, Nigeria has good internet.
Hold on, Meg, because if you go to Starbucks, then you got to put your mask on, though, don't you?
Not in Starbucks, outside. I'm like, you don't know nothing about stealing no internet, do you?
You can do that? People park outside and take it?
Yes, I do that all the time.
I thought the whole...
But you got to park in a certain spot. You got to park, like, close.
Why do you do that all the time? Are you working on a script? Is your home that bad, the internet?
Listen, she be burning at midnight.
Like, whatever, I've done it plenty of times before, is what I'm saying.
She be burning. She waits till the Starbucks closes, and then she goes there, parks, sets up her old office. Not in the car, like she sets up a desk and everything outside the store.
Put a ski mask on. It's like the most illegal thing she's ever done. I'm gonna get them for all the internet they've got. You don't need.
She's setting up meetings at 12:30 a.m. Like, yeah, just come by my office.
Okay.
Oh, that's weird. Oh, is she really doing the transfer to Starbucks?
Yeah, she's gonna hop on there.
Give me a caramel macchiato. what's y'all Starbucks order?
Oh,
mine is a chai tea latte, extra hot, no foam, almond milk.
Extra hot? You can control the temperature at Starbucks?
I didn't know that.
Yes, girl. Yes. Always get extra hot. Always.
Okay.
Jasmine, what's yours? You can learn a lot about somebody.
Yeah, mine is a matcha green latte hot with half coconut milk, half sweet cream with cinnamon steamed in.
Sheesh.
Ooh, that yummy.
It's good as hell.
You would tell me that at Starbucks and I would just give you hot coffee. I'm like, she got me fucked up. She think I'm doing all of this. $3.79? Nah, here you go, Shawty. Here go your coffee.
Yeah, you can still get black. Just straight up.
I get regular coffee with 4 pumps of vanilla, and that's it.
Vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
That's boring.
Yeah.
It's not a car show, Meg. We're not
the old railroad special,
right? She ain't like we're going outside to pop the lid. Like, let me see what you got. Like, yeah, check this out, huh?
What? That's boring.
Just my preference, man.
I get
to hear your coffee order sound like what a pimp would order when he trying to be nasty. It's like, give me a black with 4 pumps of vanilla. Didn't that sound like what a pimp would order when he tried to, like, he trying to flirt with the girl at the register? Like,
hey, listen. You ain't got to do a whole lot to get the job done, Jasmine.
Oh,
you ain't got to do a whole lot.
That's funny.
It's unnecessary. So that's all I'm saying. Get the job done.
I think drinking black coffee is a part of growing up, though. I kind of like it now. It's weird.
Hold on. Wait, Pat. You didn't give us yours.
Yeah. With
the strawberry frat?
Yeah. He looked like a Starbucks. What is it? The refresher? The dragon fruit refresher.
Dragon fruit?
Pat get the strawberry the strawberry frat and he just sips it like this.
God damn it. Why does it say crystal on your cup? I just tell him that. Hey, Kev on stage. What's up, man?
What's up, man? Hey, Tahir, what are you doing, bro? Where are you at? Where are you?
I'm in my office.
I haven't even shot in there yet. Just got finished. I haven't even been able to go in.
The color is dope.
Thank you. Oh, I picked it out myself.
Yeah.
Why do you lie so much? Nice. Why?
Good. Did you design it?
Lie so much?
I don't lie that much.
All right, guys. Let's get back to the topic. Where are we at?
Kev, did you design the room, or was it like?
I did.
You did?
I did
design it.
Oh, that's good.
Pick the color and everything.
Pick the color. I had the framework. I was the Hollywood. All of it.
I picked all of that.
Shut up.
And these pieces, these are all 1 of 31. So I got all the pieces from this artist named Green Gray. And these are all original pieces that she did and put the grill in. So
she did? Because Jean Gray's a man. And if you had really picked that out, you would know that. Not G-E-A-N, it's G-E-N-E.
I know that, Kevin. That's what I said. He did.
No, you didn't. You lied. You thought it was an X-Men person did it.
Oh, Jean Grey with her powers. She put the grill on her with her powers.
Pick this up with Jean Grey. Wolverine was there. Cyclops.
Terrible.
That's a good place for us to start today's show. We go.
Right, don't get out of this.
Y'all haven't gotten the first topic yet?
No, this was
Meg. Meg was 30 minutes late, too.
I wasn't late. I told you guys I was going to be at this time.
Yeah, you did, Kev. You told us.
I told you I was going to be late at this time.
Did you tell us you were going to be underwater as well? When you
okay.
Stay. Meg's in prison.
Is she still bad?
She's doing this on JPay.
It's coming through the car, Meg, so it sounds like it's coming through.
Oh, well, let me take it off, y'all. Yeah, why didn't you say that?
Damn, it sounds like you spent your only call on us.
Okay.
Wait, is it better now?
Yeah.
What mode was that?
It was coming through the car. When it comes to the car audio, that's how it sounds.
Oh, okay. We did tell you. We were making fun of you.
Our audio was going to mess it up to hear. Audio.
Audio.
You having a good time over there, Meg? You still was late. Yeah. You still was 15 minutes late. You pulled up at 1:25.
Okay, you lucky I even came on today, okay? That's what kind of day it's been, all right?
What happened,
Meg? It don't rain on just one roof, Meg. Everybody got bad days. I don't want to hear that.
Mm.
But I showed up, and I showed up, and I came here, my hair looking good, and I ain't got no eyebrows, and I still came on. Okay?
You don't have no eyebrows. What happened?
So that tells you, you need to know, I showed up on this good podcast without any eyebrows.
That's the one thing you always did at All Deaf was your eyebrows. You really are having a rough day if you are showing up without that.
Just let us know what your emotions are because we can't tell. Just be like surprised, funny, sad, upset.
Yo!
I think funny. Meg and Kev have the same amount of eyebrows. I mean,
I do.
Do?
Barely any, just bare. There's faint.
It doesn't bother. It's okay for men. For me, yeah.
You know what that usually means? People who are not hairy people don't have eyebrows.
Yeah,
that is true. That means really? Kevin, you're not that hairy. I feel like you don't have that much taco meat.
We don't. We got.
Oh my goodness, we didn't ask for this.
The way he's resting the hands.
Are those hairs or pimples?
Those are taco meat.
Oh.
I told him he was wasting money getting that Brazilian. He already ain't got no hair.
That was for his coochie.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Kevin got a coochie.
Coochie Kev.
Why would you do that in a sing-songy voice?
Kev was like, let me get a landing strip today. I'm feeling, I'm traveling. Have you guys ever got, that sounds like something y'all don't want to answer right now.
Well, we're going to jump into the first topic right after this.
Look, y'all listening or watching right now, I'm like, yo, how does he look this fine? how does he look this good? And if you was here right in front of me right now, you'd be like, ooh, ooh, how does he smell that good? The answer is Hawthorne. Hawthorne's grooming products are my answer to looking good, feeling good, and smelling good. Hawthorne is a premium men's grooming brand that makes it quick and easy to be confidently your best, with skincare and hair care made just for you. They use data from hundreds of thousands of customers to recommend perfect products for your body chemistry. I'm talking about skin type, hair type, and lifestyle. Look, I could lean on drugstore stuff, but am I really gonna trust that stuff on this beautiful and handsome face? I could go to a department store and just get overcharged like crazy over there. But what I really needed was a company that I can trust and set me up perfectly with a grooming routine full of tailor-made products that was still affordable. And that's Hawthorne. So lean on Hawthorne to upgrade your body wash, your deodorant, or your shampoo. Let them recommend a face cleanser or some moisturizer to up your game. And of course, find your favorite cologne. First, take the Hawthorne quiz, and they ask you things like, what places do you like to go? Are you a club person? Are you a small bar type of person? Kind of intimate bar type person? They ask you what type of drinks do you like? They want to get to know you. What I loved about it was the quiz was super easy, it was super quick, and it was super fun. I really enjoyed taking it. At the end of the quiz, you'll view customized products tailored towards your body, your hair, your skin, and your lifestyle. I tell you this, got some of that body wash and scrub-a-dub-dub. Lady couldn't keep her hands off me. It was a great night. Also got some nice cologne. Sprayed that on, tried to leave the house. Didn't make it. Hawthorne stands by their customers. So if you're not satisfied, Hawthorne will retailer the products to you. And they'll do all that for free based on your feedback. And they'll pay for the shipping, so there's literally no risk on you. So make sure you're ready to take on anything and anyone that comes your way by taking the Hawthorne quiz today. So go to hawthorne.co and use the promo code SQUAD and get 10% off your first purchase. That's HAWTHORNE.CO and use the promo code SQUAD. Once again, that's hawthorne.co and use the promo code SQUAD.
First topic of the day, we have In-N-Out fries forever versus never have fries again.
Why does everybody hate In-N-Out fries? They're not terrible.
They are terrible. People who like In-N-Out don't like the fries usually.
Well, it's that's why they get animal style.
Oh, here we go with animal style. But, I don't mind it, but you shouldn't have to get animal style for it to be enjoyable. It should be like a bonus.
Yeah.
Like Chick-fil-A nuggets are better with Chick-fil-A sauce, but they're a good chicken nugget, you know, solo.
To that same point, their fries are kind of undoable without the sauce. I'd never just be going raw Chick-fil-A fry.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you can.
Go raw Chick-fil-A fries.
No, I kind of feel you on that. But if we did, I would rather have a Chick-fil-A waffle fry than an In-N-Out fry any day of the week. Easy. And they're both kind of like, bland.
Yeah.
Wait, we're saying In-N-Out fries, that means that's the only fry you get to eat ever?
Yeah.
Or you don't get to have French fries?
Yeah, you don't. Right. Is that?
Dang.
Go to McDonald's and get a Big Mac. It comes with In-N-Out fries.
Oh, that's even worse than no fries.
In-N-Out packaging too. Even if it would make it still the palm trees.
To hear that's even darker.
That looks so weird. It's like The Shining now.
Sorry, guys. You just don't have to.
That's a very officey office, Kev.
It is. The desk is mobile, so you should be able to put your laptop on there.
But... Oh, you can push it around.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's better than what you were doing.
That was kind of scary.
Anyway. But yes. Hey, low-key though, I tried Popeye's nuggets. You know they got those nuggets now?
Oh, those drop?
Fire.
Oh, no, they were good.
Fire.
They taste like the strips?
They taste like the strips, though.
They taste like the strips, but they're better than the strips because it's... Like, sometimes with the strips, you can get, like, 30-40% just crust. Like, it's just the batter.
Okay.
It's all meat.
That man said 30-40% of his working in the research and development.
I've written multiple letters and typed multiple emails about that. No,
at Chicken Nugget Analytics.
Okay.
We can fit 30 to 40% more chicken into this.
Hey, listen, man. I'm paying for it. I want all of it.
So here's an official CNA, but it stands for Chicken Nugget Analytics. Chicken. You should add that to your resume.
Chicken Nugget guy? Ah! That's hilarious. Anyone who's excited about a chicken strip broken up is very funny. It's just like a chicken strip that's more biteable.
More biteable?
More dippable. I guess the dipping is better.
Basically. Nah.
I don't.
Man, know. That's funny. Chicken nugget. Hey, I got my CNA. Oh, you gonna be a nurse? No. No. A chicken nugget analytics. What I do is I do ratios of batter to meat. You know, I come into companies. I gotta taste them all. I gotta taste at least 50 nuggets. I don't know.
You have a lab coat on. That's just me.
Hey, oh, bro. That's hilarious.
Somebody gotta do it, bro. Somebody.
They're just. Yeah. To hear how them, when I was just like, these are just chicken tenders cut more. Like a chicken sandwich was something they didn't do before. And they introduced that. They already had chicken tenders. And also, I never thought that Popeye's introducing their chicken sandwich was going to get so many restaurants to introduce it. It's, man, they should be ashamed. KFC didn't even have a chicken sandwich before. They were like introducing a chicken sandwich. Like, how y'all didn't have this?
Yeah, I know, right? I didn't think about that.
Burger King was like, we got the new Chick-King, which is the worst name of all the chicken sandwiches.
Remember Burger King's chicken sandwich was that long chicken patty at first?
Yes.
That was good.
I love that sandwich.
I like that one too.
The pickles on there and the ratio of batter to breast was about 22% usually in the Western states and somewhere 60%.
While you playing, you sitting up here messing up the history. KFC did have a chicken sandwich. Remember, it was back in like 2008 or 7.
The one with the bread was the chicken?
No, they had that one too, but like they had the fried one and they had the roasted one because Oprah had gave a whole lot of the roasted ones away in an effort to help people lose weight.
You know the marketing campaign?
I remember everything when it comes to chicken
sandwiches. How old were you? Why were you like 8 years old knowing about this?
No. I was a teacher at that time. I remember because it was a KFC right around the corner.
Oh, I forgot from where I worked at.
You're going to get a job at the Smithsonian, but only chicken-related exhibit.
Okay.
Somebody got to tell the history, bro. Y'all be sitting up here messing it up. Somebody got
to
remember.
You don't have to tell what happened with the wing, the great wing shortage of 2020.
Listen, it starts with slavery being taken out of history books. Then it's going to be chicken sandwiches, and somebody got to be there. No.
Is that the next step?
Listen, that's not on my watch. Not on my, I'm not standing for it.
Not on my watch. No.
I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. I'm pescatarian. I rarely eat chicken, so I can't contribute to this conversation. I've never had the Popeye's chicken sandwich. Like I rarely eat chicken or whatever. But I did eat chicken when I went to Miami. I went to Bar One, which is owned by Peter from Housewives, and I had these mango habanero wings. They were the best wings I've ever had in my entire life.
Recently,
like a month ago. So if y'all go to Miami, you must go there and eat those wings. Well, I tell people so they don't ask me to eat meat because I rarely ever eat meat.
Oh, got it. You just don't want to have a conversation.
Do you get sick after?
I don't get sick after because I still eat chicken broth and soups and stuff. So I still eat chicken and eggs. So
So you just lie.
No, that's real. That's what a pescatarian
Meg,
is.
Meg, nobody was talking.
Egg, beef right now, I'm going to lose it.
I haven't had beef in like 5 years. So I just rarely eat chicken because, you know, I'm a nigga. I love a good wing every now and then.
That's so honest. I've never heard a pescatarian say that.
Yeah. Just don't ask me.
You have chicken is because you're a nigga. I'm not because I'm a nigga. I gotta have it every once in a while. I mean, come on, guys.
I gotta have it just to hold me over.
Right.
I like it.
Jasmine eats chicken like this.
Wait, do you leave meat on the bone though, Jasmine, or do you like gristle and all?
No, I get disgusted like halfway through. So I'm like, ew, why am I eating this? This is gross.
And then she grabs another piece.
Nah, yeah.
Jasmine, you look like you don't clean the bone though. You look like one of those people that like would try to eat a chicken wing with a fork and knife and would be cursed out by me in my mind.
I eat it like this.
It must have been really good if it made you break such a long fat. Like that restaurant should use that as marketing.
Oh, it was delicious. Like y'all have to go. If y'all have shows in Miami, y'all better go there and eat them wings. That's how good they were.
What's it called again? In Miami, right?
Bar One, you said?
Yes.
I think they have don't they have another one in like North Carolina or somewhere?
I don't know.
He has a couple.
I thought he did too, but
yeah, them wings. Dope slogan like you're a pescatarian. You eat these wings.
Chicken so good will ruin your morals.
It's like old girl who who's trying to sue McDonald's for making her break Lent.
Yeah,
advertising.
Don't be looking. They don't be looking.
People don't want to take. We don't want to take accountability for nothing,
bro. Right. She act like McDonald's came in her house and opened her mouth and made her take bites.
Right?
You drove there, baby girl. You drove there. It was like
the commercial did that. Right?
I should have been doing this, but
that's the point of a commercial, isn't it? By definition,
exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's wild. That's
if anything, the advertising company should get a bump. They should really like, nigga, we killed this one.
Okay.
If you guys did so good, we gonna pay for this lawsuit out y'all money. Man,
but back to these trash ass In-N-Out fries. Them shits is trash.
They are.
I'd rather never eat fries.
I don't understand why they're so bad. Like what? Can't they use seasoned salt or something? Like, why don't they do more for the fries?
Man, they are so thin that the temperature leaves them immediately. Like, you gotta basically eat In-N-Out fries while they still in the grease. You gotta put your fart in the grease. That's how you have to eat them. Because as soon as they come out of that grease basket, man, they start cooling off and they are just trash. They taste just like those chips. Remember those potato stick chips? Like
they do.
In-N-Out fries?
Those are better. Man. Those have more salt on them, at least.
They do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You are kind of right. What's the point of, like, do they advertise them as, like, healthier because they don't use as much salt?
They just say fresh cut fries. That's all they say.
So their stuff is unhealthy, just not as good?
Yeah, they still just... I sent Kev this thing from this technology page I follow on Instagram. And it said, having two burgers is healthier than eating burgers and fries.
Like two burgers with the buns on them?
Yeah, because they were basically saying you're having two servings of proteins versus like just empty carbs.
That's really a messed up stat. That kind of breaks my brain. Like two burgers. So fries on their own is if you just, those people who just say, I just eat fries, that's a worse meal than just a burger.
It has no, it's just carbs. It's empty carbs. It gives you no nutritional value, I guess.
I think I'd rather eat In-N-Out fries if that's all I had, because I have a lot of bad French fries, and those are usually in comparison to good fries. But if you never eat other people's fries anyway, I'd rather have those than nothing. Never eat fries again bad. They're just bad in comparison to good fries.
You will have the knowledge of the other fries that existed. You can't ever go get any of those. No more waffle fries. No more Wendy's fries. You just know they exist, but you can only eat in and out.
Can you get tater tots?
Bro, no.
You know, why?
Those are not fries.
That's a loophole.
No. Can you do onion rings?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do onion rings.
Okay, then I'll just eat onion rings.
Wait. What about curly fries?
No.
That's still fries.
It's in the name, Pat.
What if it was like seasoned In-N-Out curly fries?
They don't have that on the menu.
They don't make that.
Well, hold on. Can we do hash browns?
You could do hash browns.
Well, what's the difference between hash browns and tater tots?
Hash browns are typically for breakfast. Tater tots you can substitute for.
But they're made the same way. They're just usually flatter.
Yeah, the nuggets. That the nuggets to tenders of hash browns to
yes,
yeah.
McDonald's, at least McDonald's hash browns, those are just flat tater tots.
Yeah.
If you're, you're talking about hash browns that are like a breakfast spot, those are different.
Mm-hmm.
Trader Joe hash browns are fire, by the way.
They are
so good. So I don't know why they're so good, but
I never had Trader Joe's hash browns.
They're really good. If you want one at home,
put them in the air fryer. They good as hell.
I think I'd probably be saving lives, boy.
I'd rather do no
fries. I don't know if it saves lives, but
it'd be out there. It'd be out there at the crosswalk, making sure people cross the street safe. It'd be saving lives. It's an air fryer with legs, and you see the.
Y'all remember that security guard at that hospital in downtown that kind of looked like an air fryer that was running around? You remember it was like,
oh, the
was
robot thing.
The robot, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Giant air fryer, but it wouldn't do nothing if somebody got robbed or if their car got broken into. It was just.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how that was supposed to be a deterrent.
Maybe it had a camera.
It's the same. Yeah, it's the camera that's on it. And it like says, I think it talks to, it'll say like recording or something like that to make you be like, I ain't trying to be on camera.
As opposed to a camera that's up high that gets the whole parking lot.
Well, because a lot of times people aren't looking around for cameras when you're trying to like break into a car. You just break and go. You try to go fast.
And can those cameras that are posted, they usually have blind spots. But if that thing is rolling around, it can catch up in real time.
That thing has blind spots. It's like going like this. It's
no, it's all the way around, Pat.
Got that 360 camera.
Oh, it did?
I don't know.
Yeah, it had a camera on all sides.
Seemed dumb. But I get it.
But you could have just kicked that thing over and then
they have those at some hotels. Remember that one hotel we were at in Sacramento, Kev?
Yeah, they had that. It would bring you room service and stuff.
Yeah, it'd bring you like sheets and all that type of stuff. It was pretty dope.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say no fries though. Just to get back. I don't think In-N-Out fries every time is the move.
Yeah. In-N-Out fries for me, bucko.
I'm taking no fries.
I'm going to say no fries because I don't even like In-N-Out, period.
Yeah, no fries for me. I'll just do onion rings.
Nice.
Every time? That's worse, it seems.
I really like onion rings. I actually order that in lieu of fries a lot of times. So.
Yes, so do I.
If they have it. All right, well, looks like no fries has it on that one. We're going to jump right into this next topic right after this.
Summertime, y'all, which means it's camping season. Let's talk about pitching tents. That's right, this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Fellas, confidence can take you far in life. It can also help in the bedroom, especially when it comes time to step up to the plate. That's where Blue Chew comes in. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets and at the fraction of the cost. You can take them at any time, day or night, so you can plan ahead and be ready for any opportunity that arises. The process is simple. Sign up at bluechew.com, consult with one of the licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you will receive your prescription in days. The best part about this is that it's all done online. So no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in a line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew tablets are made in the U.S. and are prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. With Blue Chew, men everywhere are excited to see the postman coming. Because when your package arrives, your package has arrived. They always say first impressions are important. What about lasting impressions? Look, it's time to get off the couch and get back to work. So if your tool needs an upgrade, go to BlueChew.com. Women say there's nothing sexier than a man with confidence. And Blue Chew can help give you that confidence where it counts. So if you could benefit from some extra confidence when it's time to perform, Blue Chew can help. And we got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use the promo code SQUAD at checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Use the promo code SQUAD to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more important details and safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
Next topic of the day, we have spend a year as a shark versus spend a year as an eagle.
I don't want to be a shark. That seems like a lot of pressure.
Why?
I mean, think about Shark Tale. He had to be like all, remember Jack Black had to be like all like, I have to kill all everything. And you have to be like, rah, 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 I'm the scariest.
Your thing. Reference is a cartoon?
We're talking about being a shark for a year.
Again, your reference is a cartoon as opposed to like real wildlife.
This is fantasy. Yeah, I'm just saying, if I was a shark for a year, I'm assuming I would be me. And I don't like the ocean like that. And I don't want to just be eating raw. Well, I guess you'd be eating raw anything. But I'd rather fly around as an eagle attacking rabbits than being a shark. What? And have
fuck all that, man. Eagles don't have their own week. Water. Eagles don't have their own week on Discovery Channel, nigga. I'm going to be a shark.
You know, sharks don't look forward to Shark Week like, oh, they about to shoot me this year. I bet you. That's why they do those crazy jumps.
I'm telling you, nigga, I'm gonna make it out the ocean this year. I'm gonna take my whole family out the ocean. I'm gonna get put on. Let them catch me on camera. Yeah.
You saw Jeff jumping? Yeah, he gonna make it. He gonna make it to Shark Week.
Absolutely.
You know, I would rather, when I think about it, sharks at least, like if you're a shark, that means you are fit to live in the water. There's so much about the ocean we don't know. As a shark, you could go explore those things and it's perfectly okay.
You know, it's not.
It's in those
mysterious places, something could probably eat you. You know, things eat sharks.
Oh my gosh, but what are the chances of that? It's like low.
Hi.
Really? You don't know that, Pat. You won't even put your little pinky toe in the water. You so
well,
scared.
I research it, and orca whales we know about, and they beat the crap out of sharks. They destroy
really?
Sharks.
Dolphins be jumping sharks too.
Who?
Dolphins be jumping sharks.
Dolphins kill sharks?
They don't kill them.
They don't even eat them. They just kill them.
What?
Whatever. Flipper ain't doing that.
I know they did that to sharks. I know they did that to seals. I didn't know they did that to sharks too.
Shark. And we didn't say what type of shark. I guess we're assuming great white, but there's a bunch of sharks that like are either smaller or not as vicious.
We get great white. Let's just pick great white.
I think hell no, I ain't gonna be no white ass shark. I'm gonna be a black shark.
Great black shark.
It's a black tip shark. It's actually the most dangerous shark. Black tip. That's what it's called. It's one of the most dangerous sharks. And I wrote a joke about how that was racist one time because it's the black shark is the most dangerous.
Wait, it's called a black tip shark?
Yes.
But then the one, the great white is the other one. And it's not even white. It just has like a white.
Yeah, exactly. It's a gray. It's great white.
That is pretty hilarious. Threw a couple extra.
They say the black dip shark smokes black and mouths too.
It's like a raspy.
They probably flipped that beat instead of the regular dunno. They probably have it as a house music or chopped and screwed. Yeah, nigga, what's up?
No, you know, you're not even scared. You're just like, oh, my legs are gone. Dang it. It was too tight.
Dang.
I always wondered if sharks, like, they fin get cold when they stick it out the water. Because they have to do that to make you, you know, to be all scary. But I always wondered
if, like, wouldn't it get warm, though? Because isn't the water colder than the outside?
Well, you know, the wind, you know how you, when you get out the pool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I just assume they're like swimming and then they're like, ooh. Like, I don't know. It's always seemed kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah, eagle, man. Eagles be flying.
We know because you bald.
Bro, she was just waiting. She was waiting for you to say that so she can say
And he spots his next meal from hella far away. Scoops down, takes a burger.
He won't even be eating Eagle food. He just be hanging out. He just hanging out at all the fast food restaurants. I'm like, is that an eagle?
He's perched up on the wire of KFC. Just like, Cam, get down. We're ordering.
Yeah. The wire is like hanging down so low because it's not made for eagle. Get your fat ass eagle head off of there.
Yeah. Why would I be a fat eagle? Why couldn't I be the same size as a regular eagle?
They just hold the fries with that big ass falcon glove. Like, come on, Cam. He's just like, yeah. Yeah. Just leave it out. He likes it like this.
Cam is the only eagle that has to walk. You have a sign.
Hey, y'all, I got a meeting to get to, man. It was fun. It was fun hanging out with y'all.
That's a funny visual of an eagle getting tired of flying. Like, I gotta walk. Look at this. All this flapping is hurt.
Right. Oh, with the wings on his hips like this. Like,
whoo. Yeah. Why that eagle up there standing like an auntie?
Okay.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that was great. That was great, man.
But they are protected, though. What is it? Aren't they still, like, on the extinct list, or, like, on the protection list because they're about to go extinct, or weren't they?
What type of eagle?
Bald eagles.
Well, no, if we're great white, shouldn't we have, like, golden eagle or something? Something big and huge? Because bald eagles are actually trash animals. They wait. They're like vultures. They wait for other things to die, and then they eat it or steal it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, you really be knowing stuff about these animals.
Well, no, because
they're not endangered, Meg. They're least, it says least concern, population increasing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So, okay. That's good.
Yeah. For 40 years, it was in danger of extinction, but it looks like that's not. It looks like they've been able to turn that around as of the last May 2020.
They just started smashing.
Dang. Why? Because we was in the house.
They did reintroduction efforts, law enforcement. Basically, the main thing is they stop people from shooting them.
Yeah.
They're like, ah, don't do it. They're like,
that's what I'm trying to be, bro. So the cops ain't going to turn no gun on me. Let me be a bald eagle.
You think cops
a bald
is,
eyebrow.
You think cops is in the ocean shooting at sharks, though?
Yes. No. Harpooning.
Okay. Is that still a thing? Are people still shooting harpoons?
I think when them fish get really big, they be doing that.
Oh, but you do have to think about that, like people getting the sharks and just cutting off their fins for like shark fin soup and all of that type of stuff.
The fact that people went out there with like rowboats and said, "I'm hunting whales with the little thing," like that's insane.
And they got it, and they won too.
Who?
What?
The people.
Some of them. Yeah. But you don't. There's no books about all the people who the whales won. Like they.
Probably- oh no! The history book is won by the victor. If the lion could write a story, he'd be like, "Y'all nigga, I was 8 for 8 with niggas before."
I'm like 1,002. Those are way better stories. The whale was probably like, "Man, shut up!" And like hit his tail. Like 50 people. He didn't get to write nothing.
Oh man, that's funny. Jasmine, you say you would be a shark. Pat, you be.
I didn't say nothing. I said
you're gonna be the black tip shark. You said
white shark. Well, the official reason why y'all haven't even named why the main reason I want to be a shark is because I want to figure out if there are mermaids or not. Because I've been watching a lot of TikTok videos of people speculating, and the people in the Caribbean think that mermaids are real and stuff. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Mm. Right.
Okay. You're gonna become a shark and then go on a quest.
Yes.
You're gonna be a natural hair shark. It's gonna be you're gonna have a little
Yeah.
I couldn't think of what it was called.
This is what happens when he gets hungry. He gets hungry, he gets
hungry.
I am. I was literally thinking about ordering some oxtail for lunch.
Ooh, I had that yesterday.
For lunch?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Right, I was just
that like such a heavy meal. You would eat that for lunch.
I'm a heavy person.
That's better than eating it for dinner. You shouldn't eat your heaviest meal at dinner, man. You can't. Who eating oxtails for breakfast? He's not left with a lot of options.
I would eat it for breakfast too. I would eat it at any time. Oxtail as a brunch menu, I think that needs to be introduced.
Absolutely. Hmm.
It somewhere on the lunch, a brunch.
I would love an oxtail omelet with just
braised,
right? Or like, what is it? Eggs Benedict with oxtail as the main meat. Fire!
Did he just scream? Did he just scream over oxtail?
Yes, he did.
That's screamable.
I'm about to order that right now.
I feel like oxtail and brisket are the screamable ones, and ribs.
Yeah, brisket. I do not like brisket.
What? Why?
To me, it's like the driest of all of the barbecue that you can ever.
It gotta be done right, man. Real brisket is not dry.
Yeah, I go to Texas.
I'm saying it compared to all of, like, if every barbecue meat was done right, the bestest of the bestest barbecue meat, brisket's always gonna be at the end for me.
Honestly, to be honest, I used to feel like that until I had a really good brisket. The best of the best brisket to me is better than the best of the best ribs. But ribs are often. Ribs are often done better than brisket is. Really good brisket, really, it'd be like buttery tender.
Mm-hmm. And it's like,
you still gotta put some sauce on it.
It's not always meat, so it takes longer to cook, but you can season it better because it's a bigger piece. It just takes a long time. A lot of people won't.
Shut up to here. You built like brisket. I don't wanna hear nothing from you.
You are what you eat, my nigga.
That'd be a funny like comedy album cover, like to hear laid out on one of those wooden boards. It's like
with sauce on him. He glazed. The brisket. Caramelized to here.
Jokes from a brisket.
Jokes from a brisket.
What's the difference between brisket and tri-tip though?
I don't know.
I think it's a different cut of meat.
What? Definitely a different cut of meat.
You don't know this answer to here? You don't know the answer about your cousin tri-tip? Go look
here. Your family reunion is just other cuts of beef. Hey, what's up, Tenderloin? I ain't seen you since 2015. How you been, man?
Okay, filet. I see you.
Hey, Mignon blew up and started acting bougie.
Shut up.
Oh, it says brisket is removed from the animal's front while tri-tip is from the bottom sirloin. Okay. So distant cousins.
Distant cousins.
Round the corner. All right, well, let's put this to a vote, man. Sharks or eagles? What are we doing?
Like eagles, y'all.
Wanna fly like an eagle.
I'm taking eagle to here.
Okay, Pat?
Eagle.
All right, Jasmine?
Shark.
Meg?
I'm gonna be a shark.
Okay, I think I'm gonna go eagle. I think I would like flying.
What do y'all think about this joke? I'm gonna pick shark because there ain't no show called Eagle Tank.
No.
All right, take it out, Keenan. Take it out. I was just testing it out on y'all. Nobody can really test out a joke. You don't know whether you should laugh or not.
You said it earlier, though, didn't you?
No, I didn't say Eagle Tank.
We were talking about Shark Tank. I mean,
that was me. I said Shark Week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Leave that in.
But you don't like that joke? Because no. You get it, though?
I get it.
Oh, okay.
No, we understand where you were going. We thought it was bad.
Yeah, I didn't think it was funny.
Thanks. Okay, see, I don't even know what I'm watching. The Eagle Tank is just like drowned eagles.
It's the same as Shark Tank, but they just, you know, they do hear business proposals.
No, I get it, but sharks be in tanks.
Oh, yeah.
Eagle Cage.
Eagles, no.
Eagle Sky.
Eagles, guys. Mm-hmm. There's a UK version of Shark Tank. It's called Dragon something, I think.
It was out first, probably?
No, I think it was actually out after. Hold on, let me see. It's called Dragon.
I get so excited when I see something in the stores that
I Dragon's Den. What it's called? Dragon's Den. What'd you say, Megan?
I'd be so excited when I see something in a store that was on Shark Tank, and I get it.
That, but I'd be like, the stuff they passed on is they passed on Ring.
Oh, that's right.
And Ring, the doorbell thing, it became a $1 billion acquisition for Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, man. Listen, people passed on Kanye in the beginning too. Can't win them
all.
That
is really hard to believe, man.
Right?
I don't know how they... I'm going to tell you what it is, though, what I think it is. When somebody makes a certain style of music, it's hard for people to see anything past what they've been listening to for the last 5, 10 years.
Right.
And Kanye did not sound like anybody else. So I think...
And he was a producer. You know, a lot of times people just pigeonhole you. Whatever you are, that's what you're supposed to be.
I think that...
They just was like, he's a producer. Stop trying to rap. You're good at producing. Keep it there. Thanks.
That's crazy. I was reading this article about Rihanna, how it was her second thing that made her a billionaire. It wasn't music. It was the Fenty. It was her pivot that made her rich.
Right. That's crazy.
And Issa Rae, Issa started off as a writer, but it was her pivot to an actress. And I mean, writer-actress, but her producing is what's making her pop now.
I also heard that like I like those pivot stories because like Lululemon and stuff like that have stories where they started like with shoes. It was like only shoes or women's shoes, and then they would like introduce like the leggings, and then it became all about that. Same with like Chick-fil-A, like the original ones, they sold beef and all that stuff, but then the chicken took off, so they just focused on that, like like those like I like those pivot stories. It's like the first thing, even if it works, it's not even always the thing that makes it like crazy popping.
Right. I mean, well, Tahir start off as a gerbil, and then he was like, I'm going to be a comedian. And that it was his second. Once he got out of the cage.
Decide how to be a gerbil. I'm sick of this cage. I'm just running in circles, literally. This damn exercise thing.
Flat ass up, and Kev, you still got a coochie. We're gonna move on to this third
topic. Stop saying that.
coochie Kev. Third topic, right after this.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from reaching your goals? Look, for me, it's been a long year, and I definitely been needing somebody to talk to get me back on the right track. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional therapy done securely online. There is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. This service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account at any time and send a message to your therapist. You'll get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly videos or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room like traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Go to their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. Visit BetterHelp.com/squad. That's Better, H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. Special offer for all Squadcast listeners. You get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/squad.
Next topic of the day. Would you rather be Kanye West's publicist versus Tekashi 6ix9ine's lawyer? Nigga, if you
Tekashi
6ix9ine's lawyer, you ain't got to do nothing. This nigga he pleaded to everything. He just told on everybody. The lawyer... The lawyer was just there to give him water. Here, drink something while you finish snitching.
They've been on Clubhouse saying stuff. They did a podcast saying stuff. It's a lot of stuff out in the open now. That's every time I hear it, I'm like, should y'all be talking about this? But I mean, Kanye's publicist, it seems like he's losing credibility because he's making a lot of empty promises. He's like, I promise you, the album is coming out today.
Wait, it didn't come out?
No.
No.
It did not come out.
Wait, I thought he was live streaming. It did not come out.
It's
what was he live streaming the day that it was supposed to come out then?
He was live streaming just a bunch of guests.
It's one, somebody took a picture of him and the guy he was talking to, it confirmed it. While he's live streaming, he's performing, and you see him pull his phone out. He's yelling at his phone. He called the producer because he said he heard something in the track that he didn't like. So he had him go back and fix that during the live stream. While that's people are in the audience, he's yelling at the phone like, I don't like this loop or something like that. Shit's crazy as hell, boy.
Wait, was this at the Mercedes-Benz or this recently? This is
the second time. Yeah, this is the second time. When
he's still there.
I don't understand why he chose to come to Atlanta to the dome to live in a jail dorm room looking thing in the dome to he's make an to, album.
He's trying to get the blacks back after the slavery comment. He was trying to get the blacks back.
How would that
happen? You think?
For living in a stadium? And
I feel
for
like
that
people
room?
Ain't really, they people forget. People ain't really even thinking about that.
What?
That about his comments about slavery, like at this point,
they forgave him about
that's like, what I'm
being
saying.
Best friends with Trump. That nigga was in the White House hugging Trump, showing those shit in his phone, like, yeah, man, this is me and my kids when we went to
and you know how many people waiting for his album? That's what I'm saying. He was he back in good graces, y'all. Everybody waiting to buy his album.
I don't know. I'm standing firm on it. I ain't fucking with it.
I ain't lying.
You already listened to the live thing. You already.
I did not watch the live thing. I did not watch the live everywhere. Thing.
You did?
I didn't watch it. No, I didn't watch. I didn't watch either one of them. I didn't listen to it or watch it.
I promise you, ask Josh.
I didn't, because Nas came out. I've been listening to Nas since it came out.
Yeah, that? I said I ain't listening to Kanye. I don't care if Jesus on the album. He got everybody on the album. He got Jesus and Satan on the album. I ain't listening to that. I don't care.
Jesus and Satan?
Yeah. Collab. Same track. Same song. Like Patrick said.
Satan made the beat?
Yeah.
That's wild. I hear that it costs him like over $1 million a day to stay there, which is wild because that room ain't it. It
looks like I mean, it might have cost them $1 million because they had to cancel other contracts. So, like, if other people had stuff booked there, they lost on those contracts. So he had to make.
Well, no, bad. I saw the weekend after he was supposed to drop. There were other events happening, and Kanye West was still there in the same outfit, and people were like, "Kanye is still here." So he's just like living in there while the stadium is like running.
Does he just go out and get a pretzel?
That's what I'm thinking. I have a really funny vision of like the people who open the stadium coming, and he's like walking around with a towel, brushing his teeth, and they're like, "Hey, Kanye, morning."
Morning. You still got the mask on? It's just a hole in the mouth.
The mask, brushing his teeth.
I feel like he's like in the Falcons locker room, and he just using somebody's like. A locker to put his toiletries.
You gotta hurry up, Meg. The season finna start.
Okay.
Like, drop the out. The best joke online is the album should be called Donde.
My thing about this is that I don't understand is why does he have to have a release date? Why couldn't he just finish it and then announce that it's coming out? Why do you, are you putting a date there to force yourself to do, I don't understand.
I think this is the rollout. I think this is like the marketing rollout is he's in the state studio. Like, it's almost like it wasn't any, cause I think like public facing, the thing is it was finished, but then the day of the album, Jay-Z recorded his verse, which could have been fine. Like, I don't see why it would take, but now he's just adding a bunch of features and like doing other stuff. But yeah, I think this is just all part of the marketing rollout too.
The CEO of Twitter was saying, he's like, it would have been dope if Kanye would have gave the first version of the album to people and then gave each evolution to him as well. And he would have got three separate sets of streams from one album. Like, that would have been crazy.
Can you imagine though, as a comic, like you release a special and then you go back and be like, okay, actually I redid this joke. And now you, the people who get it later have the better version of it.
That is true.
That's why somebody on Twitter who's in the music business said that, oh no, it was Josh. Josh was saying a lot of times they take the album from the artist because if you don't, they'll just tweak and tweak and tweak and tweak and they'll never release it. So eventually you gotta take it from them and be like, nigga, it's coming out like this. Just hush.
Yeah.
But I think the Kanye, I believe one album I had, he was taking songs, I think was it Pablo? He was taking songs off and putting new ones on or putting different versions on. And then when your phone updated, you have a different version.
Mm. Oh, that was Pablo. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I didn't like that because they could change things that you liked. Like there were verses and takes that I liked and then the updated version didn't have them anymore. Or like you would like a beat and then they would start adding more instruments. And I don't know. I like it just like when it's ready, show it to me because I don't want to fall in love with a version that gets changed.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's the same thing with jokes too. Like you can change your joke up, but some people might like the original. It's subjective like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like the unpolished version is usually better.
Yeah.
I don't know, because like
a lot of times, I get annoyed by that more than anything.
The unpolished version may be the most original, but when you get, Jasmine, you know how it is, when you're on stage and you riffing on this joke, and the audience is giving you that feedback, you can add so many different punches and do so much riffing. By the time, like, the set I started with was 4 jokes this tour, and now it's down to 2 jokes because the first 2 jokes I've added so much to them that I don't have time for the other 2 jokes.
Yeah. You do the life as a brisket, and then ribs, oh, sweet ribs. I'd be like, bro.
The ballad. Next joke, I'm gonna need a pianist. ribs. Don't act like you're on the phone.
Okay.
Talking to Colonel Sanders.
What do you mean it's not in? What do you mean the shipment isn't in? I need those buckets by 4 p.m.
Somebody's probably calling him from Popeye's corporate about that percentage of crust he mentioned earlier. It's probably inaccurate.
Getting a call from Popeye's corporate is hilarious. Hello, this is Popeye's corporate. I'm sorry, guys. I know I should have said 30%. I knew it's closer to 18. That's my bad. I got my figures messed up. Oh, don't take away my right to purchase nugget.
Your CNA is at risk.
They canceled my Popeye's card.
Yeah, that was the photographer from the last club. He said a lot of the pictures were showing your moose knuckle. Did you want him to leave?
Rated R.
Wait, is moose knuckles the crotch, right?
Yeah. That thing was thanging all up in the camera.
I may be like walking like. That's such a specific mood, like animal part to.
Right.
So weird.
What is a moose knuckle? What is it? I don't understand what it's supposed
to be. What does a moose knuckle look like?
I would say it's the equivalent of when women have.
No, I know that, but a camel's toe actually looks like that. What is a moose knuckle?
It's got 3, like, because it's the Frank and the Beans. So it's like 3 knuckles.
Oh.
I didn't know that. I thought.
But what part of the moose is it? Are we talking?
I'm gonna Google it.
The actual feet.
I think the feet.
Oh, feet. The moose knuckles looks like that.
So exactly how you look at a camel toe with as the hook.
Oh, okay. I've never seen a moose's knuckle. That's why I didn't.
Remember. Yes, you have. You've seen to your feet.
Right. You look down all the time, baby girl. Cut it out.
Oh, I get it. Oh, it does kind of look like.
What'd
a
you
moose.
Search? Because I don't want to.
I just searched moose knuckle. The balls are to one side and the meat is to the other side.
Ooh.
Oh, damn it. When you type in moose knuckle, you actually get the.
Yeah, you get men's. You get I thought I was going to get like an Urban Dictionary thing for it.
Yeah,
I was like,
the first page is all here.
Two balls on one side and the penis on the other is a moose knuckle?
Yeah, or the meat looked bent over.
Wait, hey, what? Dad,
I saw you made that video. You seen them Olympians with the fat butts?
Yeah, it's like, yo.
It doesn't even happening? Look real. It looks like they got BBLs.
Like, right? Yo, like damn thicky. But look, I guess the Olympians also have shorts that have like the seats. Like, they have like.
Oh,
is that what they like, had? Is that what it was?
I'm that's what people are assuming, because that's, yeah. Even so, I can't be walking around with a dumpy like that. And a skin tight outfit, like that's doing a lot.
Yeah, when you really ride like that, they do have, mm-hmm. Farron has those shorts with the extra seating in it.
The padded shorts, yeah.
Well, those keys are not comfortable at all.
Dumpy, I've never heard that.
Imagine getting a gold medal and you just walking around the Olympics waving to people with a fat ass. It's so weird. I don't get it. It's like, once you get off the bike, take that part off.
Comfortable.
Just switching hips.
They mad comfortable.
Dumpy is so funny, man. The only other funny, the funniest one I heard that I hadn't heard was a Pamper. She got that Pamper on us.
Pamper? Like, that's so what? Gross. Because it's
that
like
is not attractive.
A poopy diaper. A wagon is funny. A donkey is pretty funny.
Donkey. Wagon, it also helped by it rhymes.
Mm-hmm. I like that bumper too. She got that bumper on it.
So here you got that bumper on, huh?
I did. I got a fat ass. That's why I.
Okay.
I cannot go to gym, nigga. I'm thick as fuck.
You ain't got no hips though, Tahir, so it doesn't really balance out.
I know. You are like,
no matter. I'm all that. It's all good. My waist is snatched. It's just the ass. I'm.
Oh, please don't ever say that again.
Probably not snatched.
My waist ain't snatched either.
Don't ever.
That hurt. That hurt me to hear.
Don't ever say that again. I'm not gonna be able to sleep tonight.
That was horrifying.
You must say, the new part of my set, Kev, after I say that I had to get my pants hemmed because they don't make that one size. I was like, it's all my hips because I don't have no, my weights are snatched.
You know how like women give that Coke bottle shape? Yeah. They be like 36, 24. To here is like 36, 45, 45. Like you just straight all the way down like a box.
He's 70,
you feel like,
70.
You feel like 70. A 2 liter. That bottle goes straight down.
Like, I mean, Meg, I know you're not talking. Shut it out. You got no.
Oh sense, yes, man. I'm thick. And I'm chunky. Okay, I've been working out 5 days.
Like a
week
triangle. Now. You ain't got nothing but shoulders. And then it just goes down to disappointment all the way to the end.
Oh Jesus!
Oh, I thought you were talking about the other way, triangle. Butt.
You ain't got no butt, Meg. Shut up.
I do. I got a little butt. I've been doing a lot of squats.
No.
Hate squats. I
have been. Nobody's been bending down. That ain't squats if you got to go to the bottom part of the pantry. That is one squat.
Y'all gonna see squats. Why can I get this BBL? Y'all gonna see.
You better not, Megan.
Don't do it.
Why not, Kevin? Why I can't get no lipo BBL? It's my fat.
There's not enough wheelchairs.
What?
I can't. Don't do it, Meg.
Low on wheelchairs right now. You cannot add to this chaos.
No, it ain't gonna be a bad one. It's not gonna be. It's not gonna look like that.
Just get it done in the United States.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm not going to another country.
No, don't get any extra added. If you just want to get lipo, just do that. But don't.
Actually, I think that's what I'm gonna do because I asked the doctor about this before. I haven't done a consultation, but I asked my friend who does it and. She was like, yeah, if you just do the lipo, it's actually good enough. But some people are like, no, I need more.
The BBL is just doing the lipo and then moving the fat to the butt, ain't it? And the thigh.
Yeah.
You think the fat knows? Like,
hell yeah.
Man, Drewski had a
funny. New fat come in and they be like, hey, yo, who the fuck is fan right here? Yo? I don't know where you from.
That's stomach fat. What am I doing in the butt?
It stinks down here. I don't like my new apartments. I don't like this new duplex.
Oh, that's hilarious, man.
Right, let's put it to a vote, man. We going with the publicist or the lawyer?
We didn't even talk about this. I'd rather be Tekashi 6ix9ine than lawyer, because lawyers always represent people that are guilty, and they just, I'm just here for the money.
I was going to say, Megan makes one of the best points ever. Your lawyer is going to get paid whether you're guilty or innocent.
Yeah. He seems busier.
Yeah, he definitely seems.
And Kanye is his own publicist. He says something crazy, and then he's just like, all right, well, handle that. Yeah. And then now everybody's talking about him. So I feel like the lawyer is, yep.
With you, Patrick.
What'd you think, Jazz?
You know what? I don't like either one of them. I would rather be Kanye's publicist, because he's going to be around cooler people than Tekashi. So, like, what benefits do I get from hanging around with Tekashi? None. I'd rather hang around with, you know, whoever
That's
wants.
A who's... Great point, Jasmine.
I think I go with the publicist too, because Kanye ain't gonna really apologize for nothing, so it don't matter. Like, as the publicist, you just get paid $5,000 a month. You're Kanye's publicist. He's like, no, I meant what I said. Okay, nigga, I won't put out a statement.
Right.
He seems like he would fire his publicist, though.
And then also rehire me. Like,
right. Ah, you told people my album was coming out on the night because you told me to, Kanye.
Like, Justin LaBoy is Kanye's publicist right now. He's the one telling people on Twitter about the album.
Justin, LA boy?
LA boy? Did you say LaBoy?
He did.
Oh, it's not LaBoy? I thought it was LaBoy too.
LA boy.
LA boy.
Who is that? Who is that person?
I never said it out loud. I've only read it.
Right.
It's Justin LA boy?
Kevon stage?
Kevon.
People always call you Kevon.
Well, listen, man, sounds like the lawyer has it on that round. We want to give a special thanks to our special guest, Jasmine W., for coming through and hanging with the squad. Shout out to Meg, Pat, and Kev as well. Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus.
Why didn't he capitalize LA if it's supposed to be LA boy?
Shut up, Kevin.
It looks like LaBoy. It should be LA is the capital letter.
It's true.
It's right. LaBoy. I'm with you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.